John Ray, a lobbyist and former D.C. council member, does not represent the interests of D.C. taxicab drivers. And he's clear on that. Sort of. Standing in front of the John A. Wilson building on Wednesday, Ray told taxicab drivers, "I'm not trying to represent the interests of everybody." Ray's comments came directly following a press conference put on by the group he represents, the so-called Taxicab Drivers Owners and Fleet Owners Coalition. In a phone conversation on Thursday, in response to the fightback's initial question regarding how much he was being paid, Ray said, "Why the hell do you keep asking this? It's none of your business how much I get paid by the hour." The subject of Wednesday's press conference was the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation, which Ray played a big role in writing. Taxicab drivers turned out in large numbers, despite being given little, if any, notice. The sentiment of the drivers was unmistakable. They were overwhelmingly opposed to the medallion legislation. Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, and at-large Councilmember Michael Brown introduced the legislation, and Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander co-sponsored it. D.C.'s taxicab industry is unique in that it has many independent owner-operators, small companies, and associations. The introduction of medallions could quickly lead to a consolidation of the market, as has happened in city after city. Wednesday, supporters of the medallion legislation worked hard to pit drivers against one another, old drivers versus new ones, drivers who live in the district versus those who don't. But the most troubling aspect of the press conference was former Mayor Marion Barry's comments. He began by complimenting the drivers, but his comments quickly turned ugly and racist.
Wait a minute, hold up.
We listen to you, Mr. Mayor.
Hold up. The way the process works, council members can introduce legislation. And the time to come, if you oppose it, is when we have our hearing. You know, we ought to set the example in Washington about how we can disagree without being disagreeable, right? You cab drivers are the hardest working people in this city, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any benefits at all. You don't have any retirements at all.
Okay.
The meter system is unfair. They ought to rechange the meters and make downtown area the highest paying so y'all make some money,
there
right?
There you go.
That's what
you
ought to be talking about. Yeah. And wait till the hearing comes to express your disagreement.
In a
democracy, won't
be
long. Wait a minute. You know I've been with you, don't you?
Yeah.
You know I've been with you, don't you?
You better be.
You know I've been with you, don't you?
You better be.
And I'm still with you.
You
all right. Wait a minute. For those of you who are not from America, we welcome you. But we do things just a little bit differently here in Washington, that's all. We have disagreements without attacking anybody. We have disagreements without shouting down anybody. That's how we do it, right? And it works that way.
So,
that's right. Well, listen. The time to express that is at the hearing. I will let all of you all know when the hearing, you ought to pack the chambers up there. You ought to get on the witness list. You ought to disagree as much as you want to disagree. And let the council members hear you. All right, that's how we want to do it.
Madam Betty, did you sign here?
Yes, sure
did. You sign that, man?
Yes.
I tell you what we ought to do.
John, wait a minute.
We've been here. You're talking about citizens.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you've been fighting there for a long time.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I've been supporting you for a long time.
I'm telling you how we do it here now. Y'all do it the way you want to do it and get nothing from it. I think what we ought to do, wait a minute, is have a small delegation that will meet with Harry and Michael and myself and John Ray. Let me tell you one other thing, too. Let me tell you all something else. You know, I'm straightforward. Don't judge Marion Barry by one bill he puts in. Judge Marion Barry about my history with you as cab driver. I fought Agent 50 for you. I fought against the meter for those who didn't like them. I fought against a whole bunch of stuff. So don't judge me. Don't judge me by one bill. All right? That includes you too. Don't judge me. That includes you too. All right? We don't do it that way now. Come on. Come to the meeting.
If you raise the proposal.
We're not going to make an ass of ourselves out here in public. Everybody get that?
No.
We're not going to make it.
We read the proposal, what you are writing.
Mr.
May, we are saying it doesn't accommodate.
I don't want to hear that.
We know that.
Not in America, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, you see.
We're not going to argue in public. We're not going to look like fools out here. We're not doing that. Not at all.
Before Barry spoke, John Ray kicked off the press conference. In concluding his remarks, he shouted at the drivers, "Shame on you."
Good morning. We are meeting here this morning, and we're going to have a number of meetings, and we're going to have a number of events over the next several months. The next one of these to be in May on a Saturday. As you know, there's been introduced into the city council a bill that will do a number of things, including the creation of medallions, creating a new commission, a three-person commission, to make sure the laws and regulations that govern taxi cabs are effective. The bill set forth certain standards for taxi cabs to make the riding public have a taxi cab system that is more friendly to the riding public. The bill is not perfect. There will be public hearings that will be held on the bill. Anyone who wants to come down and testify can testify. The city council will ultimately make the decision about what kind of bill we can have. Now, there are many forces in the city that involved in the taxi cab industry. There's those who have been here for a long time driving cabs, some over 50 years. They cannot afford to pay $150,000 for a medallion. They just simply cannot. The bill recognized that they cannot, and the bill sets a price that these ladies and gentlemen can afford. Today, what we're trying to do is to start building a coalition. No one is asking you whether you want to be a part of this coalition today or tomorrow night. That's a decision for you to make. But we're trying to build a coalition. So we are going to hear today, shame on you.
Saeed Alamoradi, owner of Hilltop Cab Company, is a member of the so-called Taxicab Drivers, Owners, and Fleet Owners Coalition. Wednesday, sensing the overwhelming opposition to the medallion legislation, Alamorati departed from his prepared remarks and said, "If the cab drivers are not happy, I'm not going to be happy. My income comes through the cab driver."
Guys, listen, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, listen.
Yes.
The bill is not perfect. But we need, listen, we need to start somewhere.
No. Who are you for, sir?
None of you guys are happy. Nobody is happy. I'm not happy. I just want to be part of the discussion.
Are you a driver?
No, I'm the owner of Hilltop Cab Company. My name is Saeed Alamorati. I'm the owner of Hilltop Cab Company. A lot of you guys know me.
Is this in favor of the cab company? Is it in favor of the cab company? Is this my talent? Is it in favor of the cab company?
If the cab drivers are not happy, I'm not going to be happy.
That's true.
My income comes through the cab drivers.
How much you going to make out of it?
Nothing. I just want to be part of the discussion.
You make money. You make money.
Listen. It's good that everybody is here. That means you care.
We don't want no battalion.
No, I don't like the bill as it is. But I want to be part of the discussion. I want to get it started.
You are not cab driver. You are not cab driver.
I'm part of the system.
You are not cab driver.
If you're not happy, I won't be happy.
You are not cab driver. How much you make it? You are not cab driver.
I'm in favor of getting it started. The discussion is... Yes. I think medallion can be a good thing.
You are not cab driver.
Answer the question. I asked him, they won't tell me, why are you in favor of a medallion?
Because it brings...
gave you your chance.
Okay. It brings job security to the people who have it.
What kind of job security?
If you don't want medallion, you say you don't want medallion. The people who say they want medallion, they're going to say they want medallion. We need to start the discussion.
Shortly before John Ray departed, a driver had this to say to him.
I'm not creating monopoly. You are for monopolization. You are for unemployment. You are opening opportunity for unemployment.
You
trying to put our kids away from school. We're citizens. We got a United States citizen kids. We're raising up our kids. They ask you, it's history. If you're trying to pull me out from the street, I will. Our kids will be behind.